It's a Monday morning, and that means Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News joins us. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
New York State GOP Chairman Ed Cox has called enactment of a tax cut plan by the end of the year make or break for President Trump and the Republicans. Why does Cox view it that way?
Well, Ed Cox, who has been one of the president's the most vocal supporters, particularly outside of in New York, I should say, he sees it as that's what really got Trump elected, the economic issues. He says that even more than the health care and the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, people are expecting some kind of tax cut plan that he thinks should focus on the middle class and small businesses largely. But he says if it doesn't get done, then it's a failure on the part of the Republican Congress and the Republican president and will hurt them going forward into the 2018 midterm congressional elections, as well as the statewide elections like the governor's race here in New York.
A recent meeting between President Trump and top conservative donors like Robert Mercer to discuss the White House agenda moving forward has left some New York Democrats, quote, salivating.
Yeah, Robert Mercer is a billionaire hedge funder who has really supported a lot of conservative causes both in New York and outside New York. They want to use him as a boogeyman. The president is very unpopular in his home state of New York. It's a very blue state, and they feel that any candidate that gets Mercer money, either through Mercer directly or through super PACs that he funds, they're going to target with Mercer being tied to Trump. The Republicans kind of laughed it off and said, the Mercers aren't a household name, and we'll take that strategy from them. We've got Nancy Pelosi to focus on.
And finally, if a reunification of the fractured New York State Senate Democrats is to happen, the mainline Dems must manage expectations of a progressive free-for-all. That's according to Senator Dianne Savino of Staten Island, a member of the breakaway Independent Democratic Conference.
Yeah, the Independent Democratic Conference has been under intense pressure, especially since Trump was elected, to reunify with the Democrats, the mainline Democrats, to give the Democratic Party control of the Senate, the Assembly, and the governor's office. So a lot of progressive groups want to see this happen. They feel a lot of their issues that have been blocked by the Republicans in the Senate would move forward. Savino says, not so fast. You're not going to get a lot of the stuff you want because either the votes aren't there or you would imperil the Democrats in the suburbs, who are a different kind of Democrat. They're not as liberal as those in New York City. And they say things like tax hikes for the wealthy would really jeopardize suburban Democrats. So she says, manage expectations. It's not going to be a progressive free-for-all.
Ken Lovett of the New York Daily News. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.